So the question was asked, why are we prohibited from shaving with a razor? So the first thing we have to know is, anytime we ask why, what we're asking is, I want to understand God. And there was a Greek philosopher that once said, if I knew him, I'd be him. There's an aspect where any question of why about the Torah is beyond us. On the other hand, our sages did give us certain insights to help us understand from our level why it's prohibited. But we always have to remember that whatever we're going to answer is a limited answer. We're not getting to the bottom of it.
But aren't there are two kind of mitzvot? Aren't there chukim and mishpatim?
Like, correct. So shaving with a razor would fall under chukim.
What happens if you raise? What happens if you corn shave with anything but a blade?
So two things. Firstly, you'll grow a beard. What's wrong? I did it. You could do it too. Secondly, why is the coin not allowed to grow a beard?
Oh, it's the hair.
It says Aaron HaKohen had a beard, says in Tehillim. Says the oil dripped down when he was anointed down his beard. The oil dripped down his beard. So Aaron HaKohen had a beard. And worse was worse, a person will consult with his rabbi. Could he maybe put a comb on his face and then use a knife so that it's not touching his skin? Meaning the prohibition is taking an instrument that's going to destroy it from the root. Meaning if you take a knife cuts it at the root. The knife, the blade. It's called hashchata, the destruction of the root of the hair. Some shavers do that too. A lift and cut might do that also. It depends on who your rabbi is. Some rabbis say you can't use certain, even rotary shavers. I mean, shavers that turn around. Each person will ask his rabbi with regard to his shaver. But technically, the Torah prohibits anything on the face. Now, the question was asked, what are the points? We say there are five corners to the face, but we don't know exactly where those corners are and how far they expand. For example, this might be a corner, the back corner of our jawbone. But how far around is considered the corner? We don't know how far the corner extends. This might be a corner. There's an opinion that says you take the cheekbones, the place where you meet the cheekbone meets the jawbone, and then you take those two corners. Well, how far do these extend? We don't know. The chin might be a corner. We don't know. The corners of the mouth over here. We're not sure when the Torah said corner, there are five corners we have on tradition, five corners on the face. We don't know exactly where they are, and we don't know how far they expand. The Gemara tells us where they are, but there are at least three different understandings in where all five are. So that's why we say you can't use a knife on your face altogether. On your face, you can't use a knife. Even on the bottom of the throat, one is not supposed to clean oneself with a knife. The back of your head, your barber wants to use a knife. You want to risk having a knife on your neck, you could. But provided you're in a public place.
You can use a blade to shave your head,
except for the corners of your hair. We said, from here down to here, you have to leave hair that's long enough, and there, and it's not a question of a blade, it's even a short haircut. Now, technically we're out of time. I would love to continue. Rav Neri wants us to go over. If there's a quick question, so we'll go drop over time, yeah.
What did people used to do before electric